Connor, with Gary Brawnage out, and we've seen a lot of you working with the ones too in the spring and camp. Mm-hmm. What has the experience been like for you? How do you think it benefits you?
It's been great. I mean, just getting reps anytime. Everyone wants to get reps, and I've been eating quite a bit, so I was taking advantage of that. And Gary's been great helping all of us out. When he's out there, he's on the field helping us with all the little things that he's experienced. So he's been a great help, and I think everyone's been stepping up and doing a great job so far.
Is this a tight end friendly offense, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's friendly to all the skill positions in our offense, because we can have any guy run any route or do anything. So everyone's got to be versatile, and that's the plan.
Connor, what was last year for you? Just kind of bouncing around a little bit.
It was a roller coaster. My first year, bounced around four different teams. So, I was just trying to stay positive, and knew I'd get a shot somewhere, and just try to make a good impression and stick around. And so far, that's what I'm doing this year.
As you were bouncing around and then you landed here, did it take a while for you to get a sense that, hey, maybe these guys really like me and I'm going to have a chance to stick here?
I was just going out every day trying to do my job and, just trying to stick around. So I feel like I had did well in the practice squad at the end of last year, and then had a good spring. So I'm just, just trying to do my job and do anything I can to help the team.
What do you think you bring to an offense?
I think I have the ability to stretch the field, and just with how big I am, a big catch radius, so, mismatch potential and things like that.
Who have you watched among NFL tight ends that you really like and try to kind of emulate some of the parts of those guys' games?
I'd say Gary. Gary had a really good season last year, so just watching film from last year, you can pick up little things to help you get open, help you fit a block better. And then guys like Gronk, he's a beast, and he blocks well and he can catch the ball well. So just trying to watch some of the best and just pick up little things in film study.
How much are you leaning on Gary for advice, and how willing is he to kind of give you the tricks?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, he, like I said, he helps all of us out with, you think you might know something, but he'll add the little detail that you need to know, the adjustment you need to make on the run. So, I'm not going to ever say I got it, because he has all the experience and he's willing to help all of us out.
Do you look at the tight end group and think, there's an opportunity for you on the 53?
Yeah, there's Gary, and then there's a bunch of us battling for spots. We got a great group of guys, and we all work well together. We all enjoy each other's company, so we're all just going out and trying to do our best each day and, just control what we can control and see what happens when final cuts come.
It's exciting to hear Hugh Jackson say, hey, I like to use two tight ends. I like to throw to two guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that means, more tight ends in the game is great, so you just got to do your job and make Coach Jackson right by putting two tight ends in, it's make it successful.
Did you, one thing I read was, did you have to convince teams you weren't done playing football coming out?
I was coming off a couple injuries, so I took some time off and just had to recover my body a little bit. And, it took, a little convincing, but, my agent knew I was going to get a shot, and I've always loved the game, and I'm going to give it my all if I get a shot. And I think that's what I've done with every team I went to. And so I'm just going to, keep doing that. But, teams have given me shots, and I haven't, feel like I haven't let them down yet.
Was there a point where you thought you might hang it up, and then you changed your mind? How did that go?
I think I just needed some time, because I had a couple injuries and then was kind of rushed back my senior year and was playing all year hurt. So, it kind of hurt me, emotionally as well. So I just needed time to, collect myself, let my body heal up, and just figure out, what I really wanted to do, and I loved the game, and I really wanted to play, and would do anything I can to play. And so my body started recovering well, and you know, haven't had any issues since. So,
how much time did you take off?
Probably about a month. Like I was still working out, wasn't doing any really specific training, but I was still staying in shape and doing rehab stuff for my body. So probably about a month, and then started doing more specific training towards football.
And that was right after your last year?
Yeah, it was January, so right after my senior year.
Okay. What were the injuries you had to deal with as a junior?
It was just minor knee scopes.
Okay. Yeah.